Alan Jackson still crazy about that Mercury. Good morning. It is 7:31 on the Hometown Morning Show on the Voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River. Lee Brandler with you on a Thursday morning. We've got mostly cloudy skies and 62 degrees. Forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies, high in the low 70s. Try to get all this, I would call it Pacific Midwest weather out of the way, because a lot of things moving down at the lake right now, and we've got Patty Owen from the Lodge in. Good morning.
Good morning, and to say thank you to the sponsor of your program this morning, Wired Rooster Coffee. Y'all got to stop in and grab you a cup.
Can't say it any better than that, folks. Patty, a lot of things working down to the lake as we're past the fair now. We're heading headlong into the 4th, but we got some things to talk about before you get to the 4th.
That's right. Of course, we had Cody Loden last Friday, and it was a crowd. It was a lot of fun. Weather was beautiful. This coming Friday, Cam Thompson and the band Calico will be performing on the patio. If the weather is inclement, we will be indoors. So this concert is rain or shine. So you just kind of watch Facebook and we'll tell you exactly where it's going to be located. But Cam is a young man out of Owensboro, and he is really doing big things. He has already been invited to perform on the Grand Ole Opry stage. The date is sometime next March, and I'm sure he'll tell folks more about that. But all of these concerts are free to the public. You are welcome to come and enjoy the music. Just visit with other people that are visiting the park. Share the time with old friends. Make some new friends.
And there may be some folks you want to say thank you to for helping to make that free as well.
That's right. These concerts are free to the public because we have kind sponsors who cover the cost of the band. Locally, Gentry's General Store out here on Highway 60 is one of the sponsors. Then To the Max Behavioral Therapy out of Owensboro, and Evergreen Lawn Care is also helping to sponsor this group.
And the concert is, I believe, 6:30 on the patio.
Yeah, it begins at 6:30.
So that means, of course, get over there early, have dinner at Grayson's Landing. It's Friday night. What do you need to know about that? You know, come on over, have dinner, and then head over to the patio and enjoy some music there.
That's right.
And, of course, heading into the holidays, believe it or not, the 4th is just around the corner, and that usually means fireworks time down on the lake.
It does, and, of course, people get a little confused. They think it's always going to be on the 4th of July. But fireworks at the park, the Rumble Over the Rough, is always held the Saturday prior to the 4th of July.
And that would be the 1st this year.
Yes. And so that will be held. Fireworks are always shot off of what would have been our beach area. Of course, the beach is closed this year. There is one beach open to the public on Rough River Lake, and that is at Laurel Branch. But just as an aside there,
correct,
for folks to know, we do have music that will be going on that night. We have a concert on Friday, and then Saturday night shift will be on a stage down near the tennis courts, performing before the fireworks go off. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a lot of activities that whole weekend. And, of course, between July the 1st and the 8th of July, that entire week, we'll have a lot of different activities going on. So just watch Facebook, listen to WXBC. We're going to let you know about all these activities that the public is welcome to participate in.
And a lot of those things, I should say, also is a very critical word, much like your concert, your fireworks show, free.
That's right. It's free.
Free, which is virtually next to nothing, I think, on the cost.
I know.
And I know you've got some stuff coming up, and we wanted you to come back maybe in a couple of weeks as we get closer, and maybe the week before the 4th, maybe on that Friday heading into that weekend, to come by and talk with us and talk a little more about a lot of the activities going on at the lake. Was there anything else that we needed to add or share while we have here at the moment?
Just remember, it's rain or shine. Come out and enjoy a delicious meal. If you don't want to do the buffet, then just order something off the
But get the buffet.
Patio.
Don't walk away hungry, folks.
That's right.
Don't
come out
and
enjoy your state park. It is free to the public, and we love to see local folks come in as much as we love making new friends for people who are there for the first time.
Patty, as always, thanks for the time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you here in a couple of weeks or so and talk about what's going to be going on that first week in July.
Sounds great.
If you missed any portion of this interview, head over to the podcast section of WXBC1043.com. We'll post that here in just a couple of minutes. Time now for the weekly market report with Evan Tate, brought to you by Tate Cattle Company.